Five, four, three, two, one. I'm John Miglosh for the WDMA, Behind the Christmas Tree. And we're going to be talking about mail today, as usual. And I talked about USPS and why mail is their best option for turning around USPS. Because first of all, you know, you're not going to get grandma to write a lot more first-class letters or Christmas cards. There's a finite number of those, and businesses keep trying to push people to, you know, to e-statements, especially banks and such. And so first-class, you know, is what it is, you know, with legal documents and that sort of thing. There's going to be some legal. There's going to be some first class, but it's declining. And packages are difficult to process, and it's competitive, and there's much margin in it. So it's not, and again, you know, yeah, packages keep growing, but like I said, it's not easy. On the other hand, you know, when I was working with Quill, we were doing 40 million pieces or so a year. And that's just B2B. Consumer can be way bigger than that. You know, I've had clients that mail 10 million pieces a month. You know, that's the kind of thing that if we can get more businesses to understand, especially big advertisers, to understand that mail has properties that are just far and away better. If we can teach that and we can get 100 mailers that are mailing 10 million a year, that's billions of pieces, right? Billions and billions of pieces. Okay, I got some other ideas too, but I just wanted you to know. Now, this is my tactical marketing hat. I got my tactical marketing mug. See this here? Got my tactical marketing. And I helped pioneer the tactical marketing division back in the 90s. When the post office had such success in launching their package delivery or in increasing their package delivery with direct mailers, especially with e-commerce, that they decided to hire salespeople and get them out on the street and get people to try mail, get advertisers to try mail. And it worked remarkably well, except for a couple of things. And so we're going to talk about that. This is actually a presentation that I did on live stream back in the 90s or maybe 2000 or so. I was doing this a long time ago. Oh, no, this was done in 2018. Right. Okay, the original was back in those days. Okay, so let's get over here and see what we got. Elevating your game. This was delivered to the USPS sales team. I got a standing ovation for the original presentation. Oh, before I go on, don't forget today, 3 o'clock Chicago time, we're going to do a welcome winter meetup. Oh, we've got a lot of people signed up, including guys like David Foley and, Mike Gunderson, some, you know, industry legends. And I think there's going to be a few more besides. We'll see. You never know. But we're going to talk about whether this stuff makes sense, whether we can save the mail, and we can show people the benefits of mail and prove it. And so here's the presentation. Let's click in. I'm going to go really fast here because we may do it again this afternoon. I don't know if they want it. I was putting this together and a friend from church says, isn't it time we just got rid of the USPS? And he was running for governor. So it's scary. Here's the omni-channel world that we live in. You know, so many fragmented digital channels. You know, there's still Facebook and there's still Google. Anyway, a CMO survey. This is a little dated because this was back in 2018 when I did it. 350 top U.S. marketers at for-profit companies. 45% say they're unable to show the impact of social media. And yet that's where the spending goes. 40% have a qualitative but not quantitative sense for the impact of social media. So they don't really know what's going on. A friend of mine founded Bar Everything to Go, really, now it's called. And he launched with Google, but the cost kept going up, and now he does mail. Another friend was the number one long tail Google search seller, and Google shut him down in one day. And we won't talk about Facebook. Digital ad fraud is second only to drugs in funding organized crime, according to the World Federation of Advertisers. 2 to 4% of the average direct buy is fraud, 10 to 15% is programmatic, and they're not getting any better. Without fraud detection, over 50% is on both direct and problematic. So, what does marketing want? Marketing wants buzzwords. What does the CEO want? Proven results. And this is something that I learned from Musician's Friend back many years ago, I have to say. And this is what's called a holdout test. Here's the people that we didn't mail. Here's the people that we did mail. So we did segmentation, modeling, fancy stuff. You know, we dovetail four models, actually. It's really fancy, drop through. And the ones we didn't mail, just one, you know, these guys generated $11 per. The ones we did mail were $21. And that's what happens. What happens is the mail drives results, and you can quantify very, very easily with holdout tests. And we'll get back into that a little bit more. Also, your brain has 10 times more touch than vision processing. Okay? And 50% of millennials say they ignore digital ads, at least some digital ads. You never know what they're exactly looking for, even if you knew who was watching them, which you don't mostly. But if you did, you don't know who's paying attention. And 84% say they read their mail. That's for millennials, right? Read their mail. Okay, so it's maximum clutter cutting persuasion. You can get through the clutter. Royal Mail found that 87% of people influenced to make an online purchase was the direct of receiving mail. And that's what we find over and over and over. Now, in the 80s, only 50% of households bought remote. That's about what had credit cards, about 50%. And so we couldn't really mail just compiled lists. We couldn't mail demographic lists. I mean, we could, but it didn't work because half the people, without looking at it, threw it in the trash. Now, nearly 100% do remote buying of something. You can hardly subscribe to a magazine except online. So the mailbox, further, the mailbox is less full. Readership is up. This is actually the golden age of mail. That's my contention anyway, and it was back then when I did this talk. You know, you say, well, mail is expensive. It could cost a dollar per piece to reach out to people. Yeah, that's true. But everybody has to engage with it. Okay, so the engagement, let's say not everybody does. Let's say some people do actually just throw it out. So we'll say 15%, you know, of the 100% that you mailed either don't get delivered or don't get looked at. Okay, so, you know, even so that's $1.18 per viewer, per engaged viewer. On the other hand, Google, you say, well, $5 per click, but the bounce rate's 50%. So they're not really looking at your website. They might have looked at your ad, but they're not looking at your website. And after that, I'm told by digital advertisers that then you get a 1 or 2% or maybe a little better response rate once they're looking at your real offer, which is about the same as we figured in mail. Okay? So you say, well, so that's not so bad. Well, with the bounce rate, it's $10 per engaged viewer versus $1.18. See that? And the response rates are probably comparable once you get to that point. But Google can cost 10 times more easily, and that $5 per click can be much higher than that. Okay? Mail delivers scalability, right? There, it unlike digital, where you don't know who you're talking to, you don't know where your ad is running half the time. Direct mail, you know the households, and you can very, very carefully scale out. CCPA versus mail, privacy, you know, there's the privacy laws are directed toward email and advertising and digital advertising. And mail doesn't have nearly the constraints. And if you're regularly mailing, even in the UK, where you've got GDPR, yeah, GDPR. Even there, mailers were allowed to keep mailing. You know, there were some that didn't think so. So it's again the golden age of mail. Just click there. Okay, but long ago, back in the 90s, when I was helping the USPS understand the economics of mail, helping their sales force understand what the benefits of mail were to big advertisers, we actually did sell ad mail. That's what it was called back then. Okay, we sold ad mail. And we got Anheuser-Busch, Oakley, oops, I don't know how to get back to that page up. Let's try. Yeah, Anheuser-Busch, Panasonic, Oakley, Circuit City, Kaiser Permanente, Petco, and others to try mail. They all tried mail. But the conclusion was mail is hard, expensive, and they did track the results, but they didn't set it up right. They didn't really set it up right. And so then I proposed to the USPS that we create a mail validation lab, that we create a partnership between the salespeople, which this was also, and industry experts and printers. Now it's even more important. And that's what I'd like to propose to USPS. It's even more important because the technology is so much more advanced that we can track so many more things, and we can really prove with holdout testing and with other testing what's working. We can prove that every major advertiser should use mail somehow. I mean, we can tell you if you can't use mail. But I've worked with some incredibly unmailable type clients, and we've found that mail still delivered. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go. Oops. Over here now. What the direct mail pioneers knew and direct is that direct mail is the foundation, not merely the integration of omnichannel. And this is what's so tragic about the informed delivery, the pounding of the informed delivery. You know, I looked at mine again, and it's just now some of the mailers are starting to put, you know, the four color piece, mostly the retail mailers, and some of the financial mailers. Yeah, because it doesn't cost anything, you might as well put it on there, right? But in order to do informed delivery, you have to do mail. So if you're not doing mail, it's falling on deaf ears. We need to first sell the advantages of mail, and then informed delivery is just a nice add-on, right? And from my take, it doesn't boost response dramatically by the people who actually are the mailers. Okay, so here's a case study. I worked with a retailer with about 80 stores, high-ticket merchandise, not repeat purchases for the most part. They had rich, well-built online shopping. They had social and mass media, a lot of TV ads, and they did retargeting with mail. If they came to the website, they could retarget. A consultant told them you should have a catalog, but they got terrible results, especially with the rented names. And then Patrick, their VP of marketing, because we were called in to help, and I think he was going to shut down our helping, said, "Why mail to people who've already bought? You know, once people know what we do real well with them. Why do we want to mail to those people? We should take that money and spend it on media." And I said, "Patrick, that's an excellent question. It's one of the better questions I've ever been asked by a client. Would you like to know the answer?" He said, "How can you find the answer?" He came from packaged goods, and I said, holdout test, and I explained it to him. And but you know, at this point, I would have said this is one of the worst possible mail applications. It's a complex sale. It's a low number of customers, relatively low response rate. Is it really working? You know, and so that was the puzzle. Doesn't make any sense. And this is kind of what their catalog looked like. Well, we ended up finding that we had a 900% return on investment. So every dollar we spent on catalogs brought back $9, not of sales, but of, and not of gross profit, but of net profit after the cost of the mailing, after the cost of goods, after the cost of fulfillment and handling. And 900% return on investment. Try to figure that out in social media. Okay, and what we found was, in spite of the fact that the customers might not be buying repeatedly because this is couches, you know, how many couches can you buy? What we found was that if we mailed the customers, they handed them to their neighbors. Their neighbors came over, said, "Hey, this is an interesting couch. Hey, here's a catalog. I just got one. You can have mine because I know I'm going to get more." And what we found was for every Repeat purchase, there were two new buyers generated by that mailing, only to customers, not to rented lists. Well, after that, we started retargeting with mail, or we upped the retargeting. We upped the mail for special events and driving store traffic. And sales went up 30%, and this was from $75 million to $100 million. This was not a teeny little company, okay? We tested postcards with different offers, and what happened was I started working with them in 2014 through 2017 when they went public and decided that they knew enough to do it on their own, which is what always happens. That's fine. But what happened was mail provided the foundation so that they knew why to mail and they knew what offers were working. And they transformed their website. They transformed their TV media to hit the offer that was proven by what the customers wanted. And that is magical. Okay, so mail delivers proven results. You have what the CEO wants. Maybe not the buzzwords that marketing wants, but the CEO. Oh, and there's more. And this is from a talk I gave the other day, right? Why mail? Okay, there's also machine learning. Okay, the challenges in machine learning is that in all other media, it throws itself away. You don't know who saw your ad. You put up a billboard, cars go by. You don't know who went by. Even if you could find out who went by, you know, with cable TV or something, you can find out which households have the TV running and are on the channel that you have an ad on. You can figure that out, yeah. But do you know who watched that billboard as they went by? Do you know who got up and got a sandwich? No. But for machine learning to really work, you need a labeled data set. Jeopardy had 120,000 clues when they taught Watson how to play, okay? And with CAPTCHA, you know, they're always asking you, where's the traffic light? Humans label these things. And we talked about this with Tom Fishburne earlier in the week. You need the human. If you let AI feed on itself, it will eliminate the outliers. Like this one. Doesn't look like it even has lights. Maybe it's across the street. Maybe it's backwards, right? Is it a traffic light? You bet. A human will know that. AI won't know that, and it'll eliminate those. So AI requires a labeled data set. And in mail, we know who we mailed. We know exactly which households we sent something to. We know it was delivered because the USPS delivers it. It went to a decision maker because not everybody can throw the mail away. We know they engaged tactically 10 times more than visual and visual. So it's at least as much as you get in any other media, pretty much. And a decision was made. You have to either buy, save, or toss. So we know who saw our message and bought. A lot of media knows that. But we also know who looked at our message, made a decision, and didn't buy. And that gives us the labeled data set, the where's the fire hydrant, that makes AI work. Every advertiser should want this. Every major advertiser should want this. Okay? So what we need to build is a mail validation lab. USPS already has salespeople out all over the place. They know where the bodies are buried. And they also know the basics. I'm sure they do. But when you get the chance to get Anheuser-Busch mailing something, or Oakley, or whatever, you know. When you get the chance, you need to bring in industry experts. This is the model that Derek Holder came up with at Royal Mail, an integration of consultative and production experts. You need a vetted team that knows what they're doing, so that we can take a mail attempt and scale it to tens of millions of pieces. That's what USPS needs right now. They need 100 mailers mailing 10 million pieces a year. And then they're going to move the needle. And, you know, one of the best things is that it's already pre-prepared for the mail regulations. the mailers do most of that work. It's in walk sequence. It's, you know, if you don't know that much about mail, it's fantastic. Yep. So we also, especially because mail is really high tech these days, need the tracking and integration. It's the golden age of mail. And that, gentlemen and ladies, that is the end. Have a great day. I'll see you at 3 p.m. Chicago time. If you can't find it, give me a call. Look up LinkedIn, WDMA. It's on there. It's all over the place. But if you have to, I think, did I put my phone number on there? 262-442-9994. That's my cell. Okay. Bye-bye.